Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Today, not tomorrow. Let's not worry about tomorrow. Let's not even worry, because worry is bad. Let's just focus on what's going on in the world today. It is Friday. Yes, thank you, Jennifer.
Already?
Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, along with Doug and people in the news. First item comes from a fellow named Rodner Figueroa. The street in downtown L.A. is not named for him, though, right, Jen?
No, that's a different
thing. Rodner Figueroa got fired. Worked for Univision Television.
Oh, yeah? What'd he do?
He said the other day...
really bad.
...that he was talking... He was pointing to a picture of the First Lady and said, you know, Michelle Obama looks like she is in the cast of The Planet of the Apes.
Not okay. Party of one.
Check, please.
Jeez.
See you in the next life.
Tip your waitresses on the way out.
Oh.
Good luck in your next profession.
How do you think that's okay? He deserves to be fired. He probably deserves to be dispatched from the planet because he's obviously a dummy.
Yeah. How do you do stuff? I just don't get what people think of.
Some people can accidentally get caught on tape, but, you know, everybody's got a camera. Everybody's can record stuff now. This guy actually is in the broadcasting business and thinks he can get away with this stuff.
Where's your filter, dude?
Right.
Where's your filter?
No filter. Next up, Kevin Bacon.
First of all, you have that thought come into your head.
Yes, I'm not going to Kevin Bacon.
Secondly, you're not able to go, whoa, stop, don't say that.
Mm-hmm. How many times have you said that about me?
You're different.
Do you mean today or overall?
Sometimes the worst things you do is because of your naivete.
Yeah, because you're innocent.
You don't know that something means what it means, and you say it. Mm. And there was, again, I can't give anybody the examples, but there's been times, not recently, but years ago, where I had to actually take you off the air and explain to you what
you know
it
what that
meant.
Is?
Right. And you went, oh, my God.
I may have laughed about one or two of the items as well. All right. Enough of the critique of the host. Kevin Bacon. And eggs. Oh, this is too.
Oh,
too
I see what you did. This. Bacon and eggs.
Right. Bacon and eggs.
I get it.
The egg industry has ordered up a side of bacon. The American Egg Board says it plans to launch a print and online ad campaign featuring Kevin Bacon. And they're obviously playing on his last name.
That's group awesome.
Says the first time it's using a Hollywood celebrity in a major marketing push. Campaign comes at a good time for the egg industry. A lot of people are going back to eggs. The spots feature a woman making scrambled eggs for breakfast, and bacon
that
appears...
That were 7 degrees separated, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Right.
He appears lying suggestively on the counter behind her. Oh. At one point, she leans in to sniff the actor and says she loves the smell of bacon.
That's really funny.
That's good.
I like it.
Bunga, bunga.
Very funny.
Okay, the net worth of you and your family. Jennifer, how much do you think you're worth? Just round it off.
Me? Probably a grand.
Richie,
I am a high-value grand, though.
Yes, you are. You're a very high-value asset. You
big
are.
Money over here. I'd say $123.52.
Yeah. All right, that's his net worth. I'm not going to get a straight answer out of anybody. I don't know why. I'm not even going to bother to ask you, Kenny, because you're not going to give me a straight answer either.
I want to know how much you're worth.
Today or
right
last month?
You should ask that question year? 10 years ago.
Have you asked me what I was worth? Not even that was 2008. I was worth a lot of money in 2008. I mean, comparatively speaking, between the real estate that I had and how the radio program was doing, I don't know whether I should say what it was. It probably not. Some people
it was big money.
It was good money.
Yeah.
I was worth a lot of money. And then,
more than $1,000, Peggy.
More than $1,000. Yep, yep. But I chose to do things in part with my... Well, part of it, I mean, and some of it I had... Now that you get me going on this, Richie, I had nothing to do with most of what happened. I mean, I made some choices on what to do with the assets that I had, but the assets that I had were compromised because of where the economy went and how I was making my living.
Mm-hmm.
I was one of the most profitable radio programs in the country between 2002 and 2007, early 2008.
Right. Besides Rush, you were.
Yeah, yeah, I made a lot of money. And that's because I'm an independent producer, and I was able to be smart with the various ad agencies and knew how to do things. And it played to my best interest to be independent and, in essence, be on my own. So now all the other people that were doing independent productions have been bought up by the big companies, and I haven't, and I don't want to be because I wouldn't work. It wouldn't ever last. And so now I'm the only one left, literally the only one left, who does a Monday through Friday program that is independent, that's not connected to any religious group, not any big corporation. I'm just here on my own with all of my friends. And so going in that direction has, because of the realities of the ownership of radio stations and these large corporations, they have changed the marketplace along with the reality of what people are listening, how they're getting the conversation that they want, or how they're using radio in general. It's changed dramatically. And so the dollars more have gone to digital. It's just not the same world. So anyway, I'm not going to go off on that tangent. The reason I brought it up is because there is a new overview of what Americans' net worth is. And the Federal Reserve says that our average household wealth rose about 2% last year.
Really?
Now, the average net hold, if you take what everybody up and down your street and in your town and in your state, put them all together, the individual Americans, all rolled into one, have a net value of $83 trillion. We have $742 billion in mutual fund portfolios.
With about 10 of them being worth half of that.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yep. And then, you know, our homes. I had a lot of real estate assets that were, because of the way it was structured, worth a lot of money. I was actually pretty good at buying and selling real estate when things, I mean, you didn't have to be that smart anyway to do it. You just had to have some cash. And so I did well buying and selling stuff here in California. So anyway, the point is that we have a lot of, we think we're in debt. And a lot of us are, in terms of credit cards or what you owe the bank for your mortgage or your car payment, stuff like that. But when you actually go through all of the assets, in this past year or so, last 14 months, the value, net worth value of Americans has gone up substantially. Now, what is that, because of optimism? I don't feel particularly optimistic. I'm an optimistic person by my nature, but I don't think that we have as much going on that's good as some of the people in charge would like to have us think. But having put that aside, the thing that fuels this or that makes it worthwhile to understand is how, if you are smart and frankly work around the government, because the government is not your friend. The government is not going to help you make money. The government's going to take as much of your money as you can, as they can. So you invest it intelligently. You understand, and you can if you have a decent accountant, how to pay the taxes that you're supposed to pay. You do it all legally. You pay what you ethically and morally own. I'm sorry, but you don't pay more than that. And that's the problem. You hear all these ads now because it's tax time, H&R Block,
you're fairly subjective.
Return for a half of what the other guy did last year and all that other foolishness, and they'll save you all this money. It really is. This system is so bad that you know as well as I do, every year this happens, the same tax information is given to 10 IRS agents, and they all come up with different returns. That's how crazy it is. I've been fortunate to have working with me a guy who understands the code and understands all the nuance of it. So, and this is what I've always said. I say this to my children. I say to anybody I'm close to. Report every penny that you earn. You are crazy not to. Report it and then go through, have somebody who's smart enough to know what all the legitimate
exemptions are.
Well, all the credits are. And then you go from there.
Person.
And if you have a good tax person, the system, listen, believe me, you know who passes these laws. It's for the benefit of the 435 people that sit in the House and the 100 people that sit in the Senate. That's why the tax laws are what they are. There's nothing else that makes any difference to anybody. Those people set it up so that they will have to pay as little as possible. And then so all of these little, what is it? The tax code is 60,000 pages long. Nobody's ever going to be able to figure that out. But whatever gets passed in the best interest of most of the people and their own personal tax returns who are in Congress. That's the way it is. So, and then you have all these people that want to point their finger at people who have money. Ah, this guy's rich. We got to tax him more. Really? Where do you think the money comes from to give?
So trickle down.
That was one of the smartest things that Reagan ever had people understand. The theory of trickle down economics. Mm-hmm. And it's the only thing that people who don't know how to work or people who don't understand the system, that's why they don't grasp. They vote for people who screw them in the end, because that's really what happens. 18 after the hour, this is a good day.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press wringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a Lysol Wipes 3-pack for just $4.99.
Offer valid on SKU 950423 in store and online and 314 while supplies last. See store, Staples.com for details.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and laws number 3030.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
What fuels you? Here's Kim going downtown for a dance class. Going to her daughter's soccer game.
Come on, Katie, you can do it! Woo-hoo!
Kim fuels up at Exxon and Mobil stations, where our quality gasoline helps improve fuel economy. And where she could win $1,000 in free Exxon Mobil gift cards just by telling us what fuels her, like dance class or her kids. 10 weekly winners. Full details at Exxon.com or Mobil.com. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
No purchase necessary. Ends April 7, 2015. Restrictions apply. Actual fuel economy benefits may vary.
Policy issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. 1-800-294-6051.
Did you know? know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
By now, you've heard about bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BigBit.co. Because at BigBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BigBit.co. That's BigBit.co. BigBit.co.
Time to move into the music zone with some sad news for those of you who are fans of Three Dog Night. Jimmy Greenspoon, who played the keyboard for Three Dog Night, passed away 67. Do you think there's a little drug activity with this group over the years, Richie?
Yeah. Which one was it? I'm sorry?
He was the keyboardist.
Oh, okay. No, the singers had big-time problems years in and years out, and those guys did have problems back in the day. Yeah.
He had melanoma. He was only 67, but you know, he lived in North Potomac, Maryland.
Oh, really? Right around the corner.
Right. Yep. All right, let's see here. I thought we would sing a chorus of You Are My Sunshine. Richie, you want to do that? Get some musical accompaniment
yeah, Richie,
for me?
Yeah, Richie, you want to do that?
No, I don't. But let me see if I can.
My sunshine.
Let me see if I can find you something.
Only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are blue.
Ooh. Why are we doing this?
I was going to go with Ray Charles, but here, Doug, just for you, here's your favorite.
Is this Gene Autry?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Sunshine, my only sunshine.
All right, we're going to change the words to this tune a little bit. Are you ready? Why don't you start it over again, Richie? And I'll change the words just a bit.
You're going to weird out it?
You ready?
No, not quite.
My dewshine, my only dewshine. You make me happy when there is dew.
Okay, so you're wondering whether I've just dropped off the face.
Oh, I know where you're going. Not working well.
Yeah.
Really?
The word isn't sounding right.
Mountain Dew is in the news today, and they're getting some grief for their new craft drink. A high-caffeinated soft drink, which is popular with a lot of young people and millennials, rolling out a new version that comes in long-neck bottles. And some say it looks just like craft beers.
Beer.
It's called Dewshine, and it'll be out next week. Dewshine. It's like Dew-Wop.
Be careful.
Dewshine. Yeah. Mountain Dewshine. Mountain Dewshine. It's the shelves next week. A single serve will sell for $1. Four-pack for $3.99. Dew is made with real sugar, inspired by the roots in the backwoods of Tennessee, says the spokesperson for Mountain Dew. bottle itself is kind of, you look at a picture of the bottle, these craft beers and the bottles that come in the old bottle style, and that's what they're putting this stuff in.
Just brown bottles, I mean.
Yeah, just sell it with pizza and popcorn and that kind of stuff. So I thought I would be clever as to how I presented that, Jennifer.
That worked out really well.
Was it good?
Really well,
okay.
Yeah.
Hey, let me take a minute to give Jennifer's favorite band. New Kids on the Block, some props.
What's going on with them?
A very sad story in our neighborhood. A friend of ours, she's about to pass away from cancer. And she was both of my kids' kindergarten teacher. But one of her favorite bands in her whole life was New Kids on the Block. And about a month ago, she got a call from Joey McIntyre of New Kids on the Block.
He is so nice. I've met him.
He talked to her for about 15 to 20 minutes and gave her his personal cell phone number.
Oh, I love him.
A few days later, she texted him, and he called her back and talked to her for about another 15 to 20 minutes.
What did she text him?
She sent him a picture that she had taken at one of their concerts.
Oh, nice.
And I just wanted to give props to a guy that, and Mark Wahlberg, not Mark, but Donnie Wahlberg.
Donnie
has called her before, and he's following her on Twitter, and she was just all excited. So you know what? Thank you to those guys for doing something really nice for somebody who's, it's a hard
Today's
situation.
Today's video of the day is from the band Postmodern Jukebox, known for taking popular songs, recreating them in another genre. Latest is with the help of singer Robin Adele Anderson. Puts a roaring 20 spin on the Coolio hit Gangsta Paradise. This is a cool video. Very smooth, Richie. You'll like this. Check out our video of the day today at DougStephan.com.
Insight Daily Radio. Eric Larson is a New York Times best-selling author of suspenseful narrative nonfiction, and his latest book is entitled Dead Wake, The Last Crossing of the Lusitania. We spoke with him about the book and the tragic sinking of the British luxury vessel by German U-boats at the beginning of World War I.
The Lusitania, it's kind of an unusual thing for me to take on, because what I typically like to do is write about something that once upon a time was a big deal but has since been forgotten. But here's the Lusitania. Everybody knows about the Lusitania. You might describe it as low-hanging fruit, right? But the thing about it is, the thing again that drew me was I saw the potential for producing this very rich historical experience for readers in a way that hadn't been done by anyone before. And that really drew me, because it's the kind of thing that I want to read. I want to sink into a book. I want to emerge having felt like I lived in a long past time. It's like one of my favorite novels. Now, I do not write novels. I write nonfiction. These are nonfiction books. But one of my favorite novels was War and Peace by Leo Tolstoy. And one of the things I love about that novel, and I've read it three times, is that each time I read it, I emerge from that book feeling as if I have lived another life. And that's what I want people to feel after they come out of this book about the Lusitania. I want them to feel, maybe come out of this book thinking to themselves, God, I'm glad I survived. And then realize, hey, wait a minute, I wasn't even there.
That's Eric Larson on his latest suspenseful narrative nonfiction book entitled Dead Wake, The Last Crossing of the Lusitania, whose release coincides with the 100th anniversary of the tragedy. Insight Daily Radio.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. It's close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Good day, some of you are asking, and I'm going to fill you in on what's along with my colleagues and friends. Let's see, who's my colleague and who's my friend? Jennifer Horn is both of those things. Rich McFadden, both of those things. Kenny Kessler, both of those things. Uri Geller is going to join us in a few minutes with some interesting and important items that come from nowhere. Uri will take something that comes from nowhere and work it for 4 or 5 minutes. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
You can get him to talk about anything, and he'll always turn it around to something that makes sense from his world. And the world of motivation is his world, the world of getting people to do things and think about things, be motivated. And I'm becoming, as I become more mature, I'm very interested in my own motivations for doing things and helping you become motivated, because I think that that's what helps to make our lives better. When you're motivated, you get up in the morning, yeah, I want to do this. You got to feel excited about what you can do, whether it's your health, your well-being, your job, your life with your family, the spousal arrangement that you have, what's good. I noticed this week that there was an overview published of what makes women happy. So I'm going to go through a few of these.
Man.
All right, here we go. Everybody ready? This is practical information.
Thank you.
For all guys who are goofballs.
That's
number one, happy women. And by the way, this is probably more aimed at women making themselves happy than depending on somebody else. The healthiest relationships,
yes,
in my opinion, are the ones that allow you or
are pre-happy.
Essence, make you. Yeah, you're happy to begin with before. You
right.
can't make somebody happy.
No one
they can be happy
right.
when they're with you,
yep.
but the thing right. is to be happy when you're by yourself. happy women. The number one thing that women responded to in this sort of GQ survey, Cosmo survey, GQ is the other side. Why did I say that? Why did I say GQ? GQ is the Cosmo. Anyway, happy women make it a habit to maintain routines. The simple things in life that you like to do, make sure you do them every day. Like getting up in the morning and going to an exercise class. That sort of thing. What you do with your, if you have children, what do you do with them? Are they ready early? Are you the type of person who allows your children to be late and therefore you're late for everything? Or do you just make them get up, make them do their things, and have them ready to go on time? There's something to be said. I'm learning some great lessons at this point in my life about being on time. And I think women are much better at being on time than men are, frankly. Women like
not the Colombian ones.
Routine, really.
I was going to say, or this one. I try really hard, though.
Yeah, I'm turning over a new leaf there. Okay, next. Happy women make it a habit to be grateful and look for the goodness around them. Man, am I noticing that the need to be grateful for stuff. And the women in my life have taught me to be grateful, frankly. I don't know that I thought about it, although I have lots to be thankful for. How many of you can say that you start every day or finish every day by thinking of the goodness that's around you? Women better at that.
I try every night to reflect on the good things that have happened, yes.
Yep, you really. You'll be happy if you do. All right, number three. Happy women make it a habit to be open to new things. Men are not good at change or new things. Women better. I'm not saying everybody likes change. Women all like change. They don't necessarily, but they're more open to it. And that's, you know, new experiences. Read a new book. How many people read the same book or kind of book over and over again? Watch the same television show or the same kind of television show over and over again? Drive the same car.
Me.
Over and over and over again. Well, yeah, but you're a meat-headed guy.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Women don't do that. Does your wife do that? Does she live that way?
No, she's got variety.
Yeah, okay. Number four, happy women make it a habit to lift others up, looking good and telling people that they look good. Makes them feel good.
I try to do that.
Yep, I think it's a very important thing to do. Happy women make it a habit to take accountability for their experiences. Man, are men horrible at this. Right? If you're, I mean, it can go both ways. There are circumstances when women get grumpy and they're not so productive. I mean, it's not like everybody here, we're talking about perfection because we're not. But men are procrastinators. I find women are not so much. Most of the women that I've been around, there's nobody. My daughter is such a nutcake about being on time for things. And I know it really, and this has sort of gotten me around to looking, especially since she's had the baby. Her time is much more constricted. Everything's got to be done on a schedule, and she has her work that she has to deal with, and the house, and the husband, and the baby. And I see her, I reflect on her now, and it's awesome. I look at her, and I think, this woman was a baby. Now she has one.
Oh.
No, it's okay.
There we go.
No, I'm okay. But I mean, all of us who have had children and you watch them grow up, and then you got another generation, and if your child is amounting to something, it's an awesome thing.
Do you give your kids advice?
Still.
I find lately they're giving me advice more.
Isn't that an interesting period?
My dad gives me a lot of advice still.
Yeah. Why did you ask me that, Jennifer?
Because my dad gives me a lot of advice. Like, he always tells me what I'm doing right. But he goes, kid, if he sees something that he goes, if I knew what I'm telling you at your age, I would have been a much happier person. So then he would tell me, you know, he gives me advice. I appreciate it. I was just wondering if you have that relationship with your kids.
I have.
I give him a lot of advice.
But I haven't really done a good job of it. I didn't take my father's advice much because I didn't get much and I didn't want much, frankly. I took a lot of advice from the people that I grew up around on the farm, And that's what shaped me into being who I am. The children, my children have learned from what they've seen, the good and the bad, I think. And that's what kids are going to pick up on anyway. You can tell them whatever you want to tell them. They're not going to pay any attention to what you tell them. They're going to pay attention to what you do. What you
well, that's how most
like.
People are, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
I
how
mean,
you are.
Do as I say, not as I do, doesn't necessarily work.
In situations that are difficult. So anyway, all right, I want to get to, that's just a good overview. I'm going to talk to Uri about advice in a moment, as a matter of fact. There's a story we have at DougStephan.com today, which is perplexing. And I don't know, Kenny, whether you can help me with this or not. If you look at the photo that we have at DougStephan.com today of this baby who's in an American flag. Have you seen this? If you haven't
yes.
seen it, go
yes.
check it out. That's an adorable baby swaddled in an American flag hammock. But some people say this is desecration of the flag.
By her mother who's in the military.
What
right.
say you?
It's a cute picture.
Right. The yeah. Navy, the ladies in the Navy, her name is Vanessa Hicks, took the photo of her 8-year-old baby named Landon. Soon after
eight
the photo was taken,
old, or eight days old.
Yes, right. She posted it to her Facebook page, and it got some traction. Popularity has grown, backlash has grown. Poster on the Facebook page. Let's see here. Said, "Quote: You can call yourself a photographer, but I think what we're getting is pushback. The flag is not a prop." To use the American flag in this way is disrespectful, rude, tacky, disgusting, against the U.S. flag code. Okay, so there's, well, you can get the argument on either side of this. Which side would you come down on? After looking at the picture, Richie, which side do you think this is desecration or not?
I do not.
There you go. Okay. Kenny, what do you think?
I don't either. If the kid no. was smoking or had a Coke in her
yeah.
hand, then
yeah.
yes. But
Jennifer?
This is a military person, and
yes.
I think it's a sweet picture.
Yeah.
So I don't feel that it's disrespectful at all.
There's no disrespect in this picture at
yeah.
all.
Now the flag is not put properly. I mean, you know, it's supposed to be handled in a certain way. So I get people that say that because it's supposed to be folded a certain way. It's not supposed to be crumpled up like that.
Mm-hmm.
But
you know what? It's a baby.
For art.
It's not like it's some 12-year-old kid riding with it on the back of his bike or something. You know.
No. It isn't. It's. I think it's fine. I think it's cool, actually. Speaking of things that are cool, I would like all of you to take the risk-free challenge right now. The challenge is to get your teeth whiter than they are and do it by ordering power swabs and using them, the essence of what you get with a smile after power swabs. In just 5 minutes, you will see a difference. Your smile, which has been yellowed by maybe coffee, maybe tea, maybe wine, maybe smoking. Doesn't make any difference. It's not value judgment. It's just the reality is a lot of people have yellow teeth. And they want to change that. And you can with power swabs. Doctor-formulated product whitens your teeth with a patented tooth all-natural detergent. So effective that you will see a difference in 5 minutes. Whiten up your smile. Call 800-281-6829. Brighten up your smile. Am I whiten and brighten? 800-281-6829. Transform your smile into a wow. Do you look great? 800-281-6829 for power swabs. Takes care of the whitening needs that your teeth have. Don't abuse them anymore. Don't let them look bad. Just get this power swab kit and make your teeth look great. 800-281-6829. Call him now.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers. For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
Spring flooring season continues at Lumber Liquidators. Get hardwood flooring looks on sale, like the must-have look of distressed hardwood. Don't pay $4.89 at other stores this week. Save almost 40% on pre-finished Savannah oak hardwood, or get the look of Brazilian cherry for less than half of what you'll pay at other stores this week. Santo Andre laminate is just 99 cents. Plus, deals on 400 styles of hardwood, bamboo, and more from 49 cents. And get 18 months special financing. The look and style of hardwood is on sale now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go.
So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
What's the secret to great business trips? Choice Hotels, where you'll find everything a business traveler needs, like a generous rewards program. And right now, choose Choice twice for two separate trips and get a night at no price. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Free night based on an 8,000-point Choice Privileges Reward night at over 1,500 hotels. Valid 2/19/15 through 4/22/15. Requires registration and two separate qualifying stays. Other terms and conditions apply. Details at choicehotels.com.
14 before the hour, Doug Steffen, the Good Day program. Richie and Kenny and Jennifer and I are always happy to have Uri Geller join us. I've been talking about giving people advice, Uri, and I think you may have or hold, for me anyway, of all the people I know, someone whose advice, even though you and I are the same age, I think, what are you, a month younger than I am? No. Yeah, you're a month and a half younger than I am. Okay. So I look to you. Age is not necessarily a precursor to having the right experiences to be able to give good advice. You've studied people. You've studied the world. So, and we were just talking about parents and children and who gives whom advice. I find I'm getting a lot of advice from my children, more my son, actually, now. Than anything else. And I wondered, with your son and your daughter or your wife, who gives you advice?
You know, funny that you brought up this subject because, you know, I just finished cycling about 20 minutes ago, and then I went out to the garden because it's really nice and sunny today, and I meditate once a week, and I taught my children, Daniel and Natalie, also to meditate. Now, in meditation, you know, you don't have to sit in a lotus position and close your eyes and so on. You can just walk with your dogs or just sit under a tree. But, you know, that more and more scientists are now beginning to study what happens to people when they meditate, and they have discovered that, first of all, that meditation can slow down your heart rate, it can regulate your breathing, it can improve your circulation, it definitely reduces stress and makes you feel good. So, you know, no matter how young you are, I think that meditation, and maybe this is a controversial statement for me, should be taught in school. Because if kids can relax, focus, meditate a little, maybe just once a week, they will be more powerful. And so I have to teach my children how to meditate. They do that every week. And because their meditation, they teach me a lot about their contemplations and their affirmations. So, yes, I learn all the time from my children.
What would you say, you talk about affirmations and things, I find this, for me anyway, is a good time for me to investigate some of my deeper emotions, and I'm asking people that are close to me for advice. So in terms of you asking others, what about what people ask of you? When you go in public and you're speaking to groups, do people come back around? They always want to, you know, the usual Uri Geller stuff, bend the spoon, yada, yada. But, but you're really good at giving people advice.
Yeah, because I focus my lectures on positive thinking, motivation, believing in yourself, creating a target goal and reach it. I teach them about visualization, about consciousness, about mind power, and basically about the universe and beyond. And if you can dip into that space, into that arena outside you, and I do it again through meditation, basically finding a quiet little corner of your mind, you know, you're away from your surroundings, you're in a calm situation, you then can ask yourself your intuitive powers to advise you. sometimes your consciousness, your subconsciousness can talk back to you, and you get great advice from yourself.
I think one of the things that people need to deal with are the fears that they have. What are you afraid of? And in the meditation state that you're in, that's a great place to address those things. If you're ever wondering what advice I would give to people, it's that you must deal with your fears, and you can do it better probably by yourself, but maybe you have somebody you can talk to. But that we are so fear-based. Our thinking is so fear-based. There's got to be some way of working it. And a lot of it has to do with the connection you have to your subconscious mind, don't you think?
Yeah, very, very much so. This is why I say looking in the inner you, work with your third eye, because, Doug, you just brought up the word fear. I mean, how can we not fear when we are bombarded by fear?
Day in and day out, the news media does nothing but scare us about what's going on in the world. Uri, thank you. Uri Geller, U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R, urigeller.com, 51 after on Good Day.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Hello, Rose Holmberg here. If you know anyone who suffers from any kind of arthritis pain, I have suffered with severe rheumatoid arthritis for over 45 years. That is until this summer when I was told about 90 for Life and a secret sauce. You too can experience a life free of this pain. I work from home helping others by sharing with them this information that will give you hope and change your life. Call right now, 763-291-5052. Again, call 763-291-5052.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
A dream is a wish your heart makes when you're fast asleep.
Familiar song, new version. Wish Your Heart Makes, Lily James, from the Disney Cinderella flick, which opens up today. How many people want to see that? Jennifer, you want to see it?
I do. So,
Richie, you want to see it?
My daughter does. We'll likely take her. Sure.
Yeah. All right. Kenny, you're going to stay home from this?
I don't know. My wife and daughter are traveling.
I don't want to see that.
My son was asking me, how many Cinderellas can they make?
A lot.
There's a trailer for the new. There's a new Peter Pan movie that's coming out as later this year. Chucka, when's that Peter Pan movie? It's called Pan. When's that supposed to come out?
I think it's coming out this summer. I believe Hugh Jackman plays the villain.
Yeah. What has been the most remade movie, Chuck? I mean, you think about the Bible or Cinderella, or I mean, what movie has been remade over and over again the most?
There's numerous ones, but I, from what I read about the Cinderella is that they don't try to reinvent the wheel. That's why people like it a lot. Mm-hmm. It's very straightforward, classy remake directed by Kenneth Branagh.
The opposite of what this the trailer I saw anyway for Peter Pan is called Pan, and I think it's going to get panned because it doesn't look, at least the trailer didn't do anything to intrigue me. It just looks like another hacker slasher, horrible interpretation of a wonderful children's
story. Though, the great thing about the new TV show Gotham is that it's a totally unique take on Batman, and it's very interesting.
Yeah. I like it a lot.
Yeah, I actually find myself watching it, whatever episodes I can find on the plane. It is, I agree.
The characters are so interesting.
Yeah. All right, let's get to our contest today. The number one movie this week in 1987 is The Focus. If you can identify this movie, you'll be qualified for our drawing for that weekend for two in Colorado Springs, extended weekend at the Broadmoor. So here's the first audio clue.
I'm not going to live this way, Hiram. It's just our family life.
Well, it ain't Ozzy and Harriet.
Got it.
888-302-3684. Chuck, did you get it after hearing that clip?
Yeah, I need another clue.
Next clip, Richie.
Most men your age, high, are getting married and raising up a family.
Well, factually,
they wouldn't accept prison as a substitute. Would any of you men care to comment?
Oh, sometimes your career's got to come before family.
That's good. 888-302-3684. That helps a little. Chuck, did you get it from that?
That voice, yeah, I know it.
Okay, last clue.
But I ain't like that no more. I'm a changed man. You were right, I was wrong. We got a family here. I'm going to start acting responsibly. So let's go, honey. Let's go get Nathan Jr.
Yeah. All right. So there's probably not much of a lot of worry here in association with this. What is it? 888-302-3684. We'll get to the winner in a matter of moments. Chucker is going to have a preview of the movies coming out this weekend, including what he thinks about Cinderella, up next here on Good Day.
According to the latest Heartland Monitor poll, Americans have significant confidence in the ability of local government, nonprofits, and local businesses to address pressing social changes. Allstate Chairman and CEO Tom Wilson.
Way too often we spend our time talking about national problems, and what we really have is a bunch of local solutions.
To highlight support and encourage local innovators across the country, Allstate has joined with Atlantic Media to launch the Renewal Awards.
Local communities are, of course, where everything happens in America, and Allstate is in about 10,000 of those, and we've been there for 83 years. And it's through those relationships and that history that we have a good sense for the people who should win these.
One specific award will recognize millennials who are making a difference.
If you look throughout history in America, tons of social change has come from youth. And what we want to do is encourage youth to rise up, take the rightful place, and help us change the world.
Winners will receive a $10,000 grant from Allstate and be profiled in National Journal Magazine. To find out how you can get involved or nominate someone else, go to renewalawards.com.
All right, Cindy, have you been on the program before? Do I know you? Have we ever talked before?
I have been on before.
Yeah, did you win?
Yeah, years ago.
All right, well, all right. Let's take a shot at this. What's the name of the movie?
Raising Arizona.
It is. Number one movie this week, 1987, was Raising Arizona. John Goodman, Nicolas Cage in it. Pretty good flick. All right, hold on for a second. You'll be qualified for our drawing for the trip to the Colorado Springs Broadmoor Hotel. Meanwhile, Chucker, what do these movies look like coming out today?
Well, Disney Cinderella should give the box office a major bump. It's expected to do around $75 million in business over the weekend. Reviews are also pretty solid. Also opening is the action film Run All Night with Liam Neeson. This one's tracking just a $10 million opening weekend. A far cry from the $28 million Nonstop had a year ago. Same director, same star. And Liam Neeson says that in the next 2 years he'll most likely give up on the action genre. He loves it, but will give up on it. One other bit of news. Hangover star Ed Helms not only will star in a remake of the Chevy Chase comedy Vacation, but he's also going to star in a remake of the Leslie Nielsen classic comedy The Naked Gun.
Yes.
Although they say it's going to be more of a straight comedy than a spoof comedy. But
I see there's a plan for a Frozen sequel.
Not so surprised there.
Yeah, no, not a lot of heavy lifting with all the money made.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.